Einhauer went into a room full of computers, and he puts a question to these machines. Is there a God? And they all start up, and there's all those lights flashing and wheels turning and things like that. And after about 10 minutes of that kind of thing, a voice comes forth, and the voice says, "Now there is." Well, I bought this wonderful machine, IBM machine, and it's there. And I'm rather an authority on God, so I identified the God, and it seems to me an Old Testament God with a lot of rules and no mercy.
It's unforgiving.
You catch you picking up sticks on Saturday, and you're out. That's all.
But isn't it possible to develop toward the computer you're wrestling with at this very moment? Isn't it possible to develop the same kind of attitude of the Pawnee chieftain who said that in the legends of his people, all things speak of Tarawa, all things speak of God? It wasn't a special privileged revelation. God is everywhere in his works, including the computers.
Well, indeed so. I mean, the miracle of what happens on that screen, you know, have you ever looked inside one of those things?
No.
You can't believe it. It's a whole hierarchy of angels, all on slats. And those little tubes, those are miracles. Those are miracles. They are.
One can feel a sense of awe.
Well, I've had a revelation from my computer about mythology, though. You buy a certain software, and there's a whole set of signals that lead to the achievement of your aim. You know? And once you've set it for, let's say, DW3, enter, if you begin fooling around with signals that belong to another system, they just won't work, that's all. You have a system there, a code, a determined code that requires you to use certain terms. Now, similarly in mythology, each religion is a kind of software that has its own set of signals and will work. It'll work. But suppose you've chosen this one. Now, if a person is really involved in a religion and really building his life on it, he better stay with the software that he's got. But a chap like myself, who likes to play with the various softwares, I can run around, but I probably will never have an experience comparable to that of a saint.
But do you think that the machine is inventing new myths for us, or that we, with the machine, are inventing new myths? Is the machine becoming...
No, the myth has to incorporate the machine, just as the old myths incorporated the tools that people used. The forms of the tools and so forth are associated with power systems that are involved in the culture. We have not a mythology that incorporates these. The new powers are being... so to say, surprisingly announced to us by what the machines can do.